morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network, checking agricultural news up next.
Well, cattle producers, coming up next week, it's the silver anniversary edition of Video Royale, a great sale put together by Superior Livestock, originating on Monday from Fort Worth, their historic stockyards studio location, and then on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week, 2nd, 3rd, 4th of August, they'll be originating from the Winnemucca Convention Center, Winnemucca, Nevada. The Monday sale, July 31st, starts 8 a.m. Central Time. It'll be featuring feeder steers, feeder heifers, as well as weaned calves and calves on cows from our part of the country. Then they will be reorganizing and setting up shop in Winnemucca, starting to sell starting at 10 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. All the sales will be seen on Dish Network Satellite 232, as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more details or call them 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. Ag industry leaders told House ag lawmakers yesterday that NAFTA modernization talks with Canada and Mexico should do no harm to their sectors, but only improve trade opportunities. Preserve what's working, strengthen what can be better, and fix what's broken. That from former USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack, now President and CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council.
We need to preserve the reciprocal duty-free market access and opportunity that is presented as a result of NAFTA. We've seen the benefit of that, particularly in the Mexican market. Nearly one-third of all of our dairy exports go to Mexico. It now represents 73% of all of the imported dairy products that go into Mexico come from the U.S.
But Canada has recently given the U.S. dairy producers heartburn.
We were having ultra-filtered milk going into the Canadian market, creating the opportunity for processors to use our ultra-filtered milk. When we began to gain market share, they created Class 7, allowed the processors to basically purchase Canadian product for 15% less than what they would pay for U.S. product. That ended the import opportunity for us, the export opportunity for us.
Vilsack says U.S. producers need predictability and transparency so Canada can't manipulate the system. But the U.S. push to rework NAFTA has itself created uncertainty, especially in Mexico. U.S. Grains Council Trade Policy Chief Floyd Gabler.
We have strong but unconfirmed evidence that Mexico is slated to purchase corn from South America beginning in August and September. And given the political uncertainty, our customers have told us that rather than continue taking future positions for grain purchases, they could resort to more volatile and risky spot markets.
Gabler says U.S. corn exports are down 7% since the first of the year, and his group's analysis finds total grain production could be off as much as $1.2 billion, or $6 an acre, if NAFTA talks fail. His message, do no harm to U.S. agriculture. Kendall Frazier is CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Quite frankly, it is difficult to improve upon duty-free, unlimited access to Canada and Mexico. And we are pleased to see that USTR announced its support for continued reciprocal duty-free access. Even still, our message remains the same. Please do no harm and do not jeopardize our access.
Oilseed and poultry industry leaders also cited big NAFTA gains, while the produce industry called for fixes to Mexican dumping of subsidized produce exports on the U.S. market. But all agreed, the negotiations to start next month could be tricky. Vilsack suggested Mexico may already be playing the U.S. off of the European Union, suggesting to each side that Mexico can get a better deal with the other by concluding those talks first. You got farm news on Ron.
The John Deere 5E Series tractors from P&K are the most affordable workhorses on the market. They're America's tractor. And if you're really going to own your land, this is the tractor for you. The 5045E two-wheel drive utility tractor, just $170 a month, so you won't find a better deal. Because you don't just want to buy any tractor, it's time you owned a John Deere. And because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offering 73117 residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details and terms and conditions as exclusions and limitations apply.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.